Commercial fishermen in northern New England face their fair share of challenges. Along with declining fish stocks, tight catch regulations, and competition from cheap imports, the occupation itself remains one of the most dangerous in the country. With that ever-present risk in mind, dozens of fishermen turned out in Newcastle, New Hampshire recently for a day-long safety training event. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports.
These commercial fishermen, they take a risk every time they set off from shore.
Yeah, I've been on boats at sunk, had to get overboard and had to get in my survival suit and put gone in the water in the wintertime. And so I've been through it, and yeah.
John Emerton is a fourth-generation fisherman.
It's pretty hairy-carry when you have to deal with it with reality. Never happens when it's nice like today.
Emerton gill nets off of the Angela Michelle, usually found out in the Gulf of Maine. Today, though, he and his crew are on dry land. They're in Newcastle for a free safety event put on by the nonprofit Fishing Partnership Support Services. Training director Ed Dennehy says when you're miles off the coast, fishermen need to know how to handle situations.
And when you're out in the ocean, you're your only person around to save yourself. There's no ambulance, there's no fire engine. So you need to know how to address those kinds of issues.
Yes, boats are subject to routine inspections. The Coast Guard makes sure there are flares and life rafts aboard, but there's no one checking on if crew knows how to use that equipment properly. And so for a couple of hours under a warm sun, 56 men and women, including staff from research vessels, they get to run drills in a controlled setting.
You don't want to pull it up just up to your forehead. You want to pull it down lower, because what happens is that moves the zipper down lower, so it's not up in your face.
Out on the pier, instructors are giving tips on how to quickly slip into immersion suits. These are brightly colored full-body outfits that protect against hypothermia and drowning.
So if you lean back a little bit like this, it helps burp air out of your suit, and you get a running start on the zipper, just try and get it.
After snaking into them, the fishermen complete the experience by jumping off a dock. In another area, there's a session on how to deploy a life raft and a demonstration for the proper time and way to shoot off flares.
We recommend you shoot off one rocket when you abandon ship, and after that, save your active signaling equipment until you see somebody to signal.
Thick orange smoke swirls in the wind. 100 or so yards away, it's black smoke from a small contained fire. Everybody practices using a fire extinguisher, and then it's a break for lunch, where they sit around swapping stories.
I am Mike Walden. I'm a commercial fisherman from Kittery Point, Maine.
And what do you usually go after?
Tuna fish and lobster.
Waldron says no matter what, trouble on the water will happen, and it won't always end well.
Me and my wife have recovered two or three people after they were lost at sea, and we brought them home for the burial for the families. But it's part of what we do. You know, I think we're kind of desensitized to it. Every fisherman has a friend or a relative that's died out there usually.
For both weathered veterans and the younger fishermen, it's those unforgettable experiences that drive interest in events like these. Again, Ed Dennehy with the Fishing Partnership.
Just based on the turnout we're getting at our trainings, the whole idea of safety is now starting to catch on a lot more. And we're slowly but surely changing the culture.
This is the first time the training has been held in New Hampshire. Dennehy says they hope to be back in future years. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.